These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Alan Shearer has revealed his massive worry for the club following their latest defeat at Arsenal. The Magpies have now gone 9 matches without a win in all competitions following the 3-0 loss at the Emirates on Monday. Steve Bruce rang the changes and demanded a response from his side, but it was a comfortable victory for the hosts, with a second-half double from Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang coming either side of a Bukayo Saka strike. Shearer says the fact that such wholesale changes didn't elicit a response has to be a concern for Bruce and the club, describing their second half showing as not acceptable. Moving on, and skipper Jamal Lascelles has backed Bruce amid calls from some fans for the manager to be sacked. The defeated Arsenal left the Magpies facing a Premier League relegation battle after losing 5 of their last 7 top-flight games. The 1,000-strong Tuned for Change has joined the club supporters trust and the podcasters of the leading fanzine True Faith in calling for Bruce to go before it's too late. Lascelles admitted his side were terrible as they conceded 3 goals in the second half against the Gunners, but insists that it's on the players and not the manager. Finally, Bruce is desperate to have Alan Saint-Maximin back in the United team, but he says the winger will not be rushed. The Frenchman has been sidelined since November, but resumed light training last week after recovering from COVID-19. He tweeted, "I'm back, baby," last week, but it could be a while until he's considered fit enough to make his Premier League comeback. The winger, who was amongst the hardest hit by COVID-19 during the outbreak at the club, was allowed to return home to France to recuperate late last year. Bruce was asked about the 23-year-old's return, and while he admitted the team is crying out for his quality, he's unwilling to rush him back prematurely. That's all for now. We'll have more later.